coming up on episode number 306. Well, you've requested it, and I'm going to deliver some hot and fresh covers right to your door. You know, you could stay at home and sing your own covers when you want to hear them, but why do that when I'm here to deliver these right to you? So we got covers that you've requested coming up, as well as some trivia, all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night. It is... ding, ding, ding. March 26th, 2007. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you requests. Stuff that you've emailed in. Actually, I think it's all emails in this case. No calls. But we're going to start off with a request that comes from Robert from Las Vegas, one of my favorite cities in America. One of my favorite cities to visit. I don't know if I could live there. I'd probably go broke, or I'd get bored with gambling. So either way, wouldn't be very good. So good, a fun place to visit. Anyway, this is going out to Robert. He wanted to hear the Richard Butler, who is with Love Spit Love, who was also with the Psychedelic Furs, did a cover of The Smiths' How Soon Is Now. This comes from Charmed, as well as the soundtrack of The Craft. Here's Love Spit Love with How Soon Is Now. Going out to Peter, who requested this whole album, or requested this song, but I ended up picking up the whole album because it's just great. It's Jan Arden, who did the song Insensitive back in the 90s. That's her cover of Pat Benatar's Love is a Battlefield, and it is awesome. It's really, really dark. She almost has kind of an Alanis Morissette kind of thing going on in her voice in there, too, which I think is pretty cool. Before that, you heard Love Spit Love with How Soon Is Now. You'll find that both on the soundtrack to Charmed as well as the soundtrack to The Craft. Both movies or films or TV shows about witches, coincidentally, but unrelated otherwise. And that goes out to Robert from Las Vegas. Next up, we had a request for John Wesley Harding's cover of Like a Prayer. Now, I have played this way, way back on show 158, and I think I've even played that Love Spit Love track before, but it's nice to pull that back out of the archives. This is going out to James. Did James say where he was from? No, but he was one of the people who disagreed with the Figures on a Beach cover being on the worst cover show. And yeah, I'm pulling it back. I'm retracting that. But James did want to hear a cover of Like a Prayer performed by John Wesley Harding. Here's John Wesley Harding.
Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like home. When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees. Oh, won't you take me there? Midnight hour, I can feel your power, just like a prayer. You know I'll take you there. Hear your voice, it's like an angel sighing. I have no choice. I hear your voice, feels like flying. I close my eyes. Oh God, I think I'm falling out of the skies. I close my eyes. Heaven help me. When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees. Oh, won't you take me there? Midnight hour, I can feel your power, just like a prayer. You know I'll take you there. Like a child, you whisper softly to me, you're in control, just like a child. Now I'm dancing, it's like a dream. No end and no you're here with me. It's like a dream. So let the choir sing when you call my name. It's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees. Oh, won't you take me there in the midnight hour? I can feel your power just like a prayer. You know I'll take you there. Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like home. Just like a prayer, your voice can take me there. Just what means to me, you are a mystery. Just like a dream, you wanna watch you seem. Just like a prayer, no choice, your voice can take me there. Just like a prayer, I'll take you there. Just like a dream to me. Just like a prayer, I'll take you there, yeah. Just like a muse to me, just like a mystery. Just like a prayer, I'll take you there.
To tell.
You don't hear a lot of jazz on Coverville, but it's not something that I'm adverse to. I just need the right songs. That's Time After Time, certainly one of the right songs by Cassandra Wilson. I think it's a gorgeous, gorgeous version. And that was requested by Harris from New York, New York. Thank you, Harris. You'll find that on her album Traveling Miles, which came out way back in 1999. Before that, you heard Like a Prayer by John Wesley Harding. That comes from his album God Made Me Do It, and that's going out to James. All right, let's do a couple more here. Now, this next one, I've played the Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet version of Black Hole Sun on the show, which comes from the Loungepalooza CD, which is a very tongue-in-cheek kind of parody joke on the Soundgarden track. What I'm going to play now, though, is a really beautiful version that is serious and is emotional and really brings something out of that song that I think was lost in the Soundgarden version. Maybe not lost, but just not as prevalent. This is Judith Owen, and this is her version of Black Hole Sun. It's going out to Billy from Redondo Beach, California. Here's Black Hole Sun by Judith Owen.
In my mind, indisposed in disguise, as no one knows, hides the face and lies the snake, the sun in my disgrace, sporting a heat, a summer sweat beneath the sky. The earth looks red, call my name, and through the cream, I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Won't you come? Yeah. Stuttering, cold and damp, feel the warm wind. A tired friend, times are gone for honest men, and sometimes far too long for snakes. In my youth, boiling heat, in my youth, I pray to keep heaven sent a hell away, cause no one sings like you no more. No. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Won't you come? Yeah. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Won't you please, and won't you Black hole sun, won't you come and push away the rain? Thank you.
curtains near the station. Black roof country, no gold pavements, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in her dark eyes. Dawnlight smiles on you leaving my contentment.
Wait in this place where the shadows run from themselves.
Flak-doom, flak-doom,
push. You said those strings could secure you at the station. Platform tickets, restless diesels, goodbye windows. I walked into such a sad time at the station. As I walked out, felt my own need just beginning.
I wait in the queue where the trains go by. Lie with you where the shadows run from themselves.
Kindness in the hard crowd, consolation for the old wound now forgotten. Yellow tigers crouched in jungles in her dark eyes. She's just dressing goodbye windows, tired starlings.
I'll sleep in this place with a lonely crowd. Lie in the dark where the shadows run from themselves.
Flak-doom, flak-doom, psh.
San Francisco, California. That is The Bobs, one of the most popular, commercially most popular a cappella groups of the 80s and 90s. Still putting out music. As a matter of fact, that comes from a CD called Rhapsody in Bob, which just came out a couple years ago, and it's a cover of Cream's White Room. That's going out to Jay in Newark, Delaware, who requested that one. I actually was talking for a while to one of the Bobs about doing an interview, coming on the show and doing an interview, and I'm not sure what happened, but maybe it's time to reopen that for the for an upcoming a cappella show. Yes, I do have an a cappella show in the works, so stay tuned for that. Before that, you heard Black Hole Sun. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that a great version? That's Judith Owen. I almost said Jane Arden. Judith Owen from her album 12 Arrows, which came out last year. And it's just gorgeous. And that goes out to Billy from Redondo Beach, California. Well, speaking of gorgeous, Tina is now joining us in the basement for Musically Challenged. So how's that for a segue?
Wow, amazing segue, Brian.
Yeah, thank you. I thought you'd like that. So how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You get your week off to a good start here?
Yeah, it's been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing exciting either way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good to know.
Yeah. Yep. Did a little workout.
Excellent.
Yep.
Anything you want to
say? No, nothing.
You didn't have anything prepared. I gave you like a whole week.
I know. No, I just don't. I don't know.
You don't have to rant.
I know. I'm not planning to rant.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, let's jump into Musically Challenged. This comes to us from Toyota Boy, and it's another movie-based Musically Challenged. Let's jump in.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Tina.
Hello.
Welcome to Musically Challenged Movie Edition Episode 3. I decided to get rid of the Sprockets background music and choose something a little bit more appropriate. Again, I'll be playing 4 songs. You really only have to name the titles. If you'd like to name one of the artists that did the song, that would be fine. As usual, try to name the movie that all 4 songs are from. Again, extra bonus points if you can describe the scene where the song is playing. Question 1.
I'm a maniac, maniac on the floor, and I'm dancing like I've never danced before.
All right. Hold on. Before we go any further, do you want to identify what's the song?
Well, it's Maniac. Yep. It was originally in Flashdance, but
that's right.
This is Chris Farley.
That's right.
And I want to say, shoot. Oh, okay. I can think of the movie and they're driving and he's a salesman. Mm-hmm. Is that the movie?
That's the movie.
What is it called, though? I can't think of it.
Probably get another chance to think of that. But the original artist was Cimbello. Richard Cimbello? Marty Cimbello?
I don't know, but I think it was a one-time wonder, if I recall.
You mean a one-hit wonder?
Yeah, that would be it.
All right. Michael Cimbello, that's it.
Okay.
Michael Cimbello's Maniac, which was actually written about a murder, and then he changed a few lyrics to make it work for Flashdance.
That's right. Yes. I do remember that.
Okay.
Okay.
Then 2.
Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby?
I love that movie.
It is a good movie. David Spade and Chris Farley on that one.
Yeah.
It's a Carpenters song, and I can't remember the name of it, though.
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah. What the heck was that? And to describe the scenes, you know, actually, I should go back. The scene with Chris Farley doing Maniac, he's getting gasoline poured on him.
That's right.
And he's dancing in a gas station.
Yeah, and this one there, is the top off yet?
I don't know.
But the car's like not doing well, and they're driving down the road.
Great road movie.
Yep.
Question 3.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
They're in a bar playing pool.
I can't remember what's going on when that happens, but that's not Patsy Cline. It's I'm Sorry by...
Petula Clark. No.
Not Petula Clark either. Holy cow.
Hmm.
Oh, who did the original of that? It was... all right, it'll come to me. I can't remember the scene for that one, though.
No, but it sounded like it was in a bar.
Yeah. Okay.
Question 4.
I knew this one was coming up.
Oh, yeah.
All right. REM, It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine, the parenthetical. That's another song they're singing along on the road trip. And just like everybody who sings that song, you can get through the first verse, and then it's all Leonard Bernstein.
Yep. And then I think they hit something, like a deer or something.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Did you guess the movie correctly?
Do you know it, Tina? You've seen it.
I know. I've seen it many times. Because whenever it's on, I'll just watch it. It's so funny. I can't think of the name of it.
It's Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy, that's right.
Not as good as the follow-up what was it, Black Sheep? Which really wasn't a sequel. I mean, it just happened to have the same actors in it. But
yeah, I miss Chris Farley. He was funny.
Yeah. Sad to see him. Sad to see him go.
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to guess that Tina did not guess the movie, since she doesn't seem to be very good at naming 80s movies. But I'm going to guess that Brian guessed it quickly. Question.
And that was a 90s movie, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah. Question one was Maniac, as sung by Chris Farley. Of course, the original song was performed by Michael Cimbello for the movie Flashdance. The scene is with Chris Farley and Rob Lowe after they've just gone cow tipping and they're trying to get the mud off of themselves.
Man, did I get douched with mud!
Hey, Chucko, that doesn't smell like mud. Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid? Why?
Question two is Superstar by the Carpenters.
Brenda
the scene
Lee.
Is Chris
Brenda
Farley
is the
and
one
David
I'm
Spade
sorry.
In the car. And they're both not wanting to admit that they both like the Carpenters. And they both end up singing it together.
Long ago,
talk about lame.
Totally. You can change it if you want.
I don't care. It's up to you.
I can live with it if you can.
Suit yourself.
Question three is I'm Sorry by Brenda Lee. This song plays right after David Spade smacks Chris Farley in the face with a 2x4, and is followed by a restaurant scene where the song is playing.
Not so much here or here, but here.
Richard, do I have a mark on my face? It really hurts.
Nope, nothing. I thought I hit you on the shoulder.
My shoulder doesn't hurt very much, but my face does. Right here.
Jesus, what happened to your face?
I knew it. See, Richard.
Question four is, It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine by R.E.M. The scene is them driving back to Sandusky, Ohio, and they're just singing along to songs on the radio. And as most people, they cannot keep up with the lyrics because they're just too fast.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
6 o'clock TVO. All right, thanks Toyota Boy for that one. Excellent, and yeah, I think we'll have to watch that one again sometime soon.
Yeah, and we found out that Toyota Boy does own a Toyota.
He does, yes.
Hence the name.
There you go. All right, that is going to do it for tonight's episode of Coverville. If you want to make a request, just like all the people that I mentioned earlier in the show, or if you want to submit a musically challenged, I am out. The well is dry right now, so if you want to put one together, please do. Email it to me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line or call in a trivia question or whatever you want at 206-222-COVER. Can even do obscene phone calls on that line, I believe.
and if you don't do it, I'm going to come up with some, not obscene phone calls, but
oh, come on.
I'll come up with some lyrics that you have to figure out what
okay.
they are.
Cool. And the weblog or the forums, yeah, coverville.com. That's another place to make yourself heard and be heard by others and contribute and discuss and talk amongst yourselves. We'll be back with show number 307 this week. I think it'll be either Wednesday or Thursday night. Want to get back on track with doing these Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, but the consulting stuff has just been taking up so much time. So I apologize for that. We'll get this stuff back on track. In addition to Coverville, you can also hear me on Lyrics Undercover, The Not Lame Show, and Today in Music History. I've also just started co-hosting another show for the podcast network called The Wii Show, where we discuss all things Nintendo Wii. So be sure to check that out as well. I'll have links in the blog to where you can listen and enjoy all of those fine shows. All right, that's going to do it for tonight. We'll catch you next time. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.